7:44, told you it was going to be a busy day, and wrapped up our email stuff. Now got a little company.
Yeah, we wanted to get George in here a little bit before we went on vacation, because earlier in the week, I don't know if it was Monday or if it was last week, I got your email about a new fundraising effort that Tumbleweed is doing down there, because you are entering into a new phase of helping the kids down there, and a new construction phase kind of that you're going through that will give kids a little more opportunity down there, maybe to stay at a nice warm place at night. They won't be kicked out on the street. So fill us in a little bit, Georgia. What's the plan? What's the future holding out for Tumbleweed?
So we've been thinking about this for a long time and known that we have need to do something about overnights and the cold weather. We had been thinking about it prior to the cold weather, but we decided we needed to move it up a little faster. Mm-hmm. So we're in the pre-construction and design phase of a 27-bed overnight shelter for youth and young adults up to age 25, mm-hmm. and a commercial kitchen that will also be a teaching kitchen. This is super exciting for us. It's actually down on a piece of paper, which means it's starting to come to fruition. Mm-hmm. We have some great a great design team and consultants who are partnering with us. A&E Design is doing the architecture. Our kitchen design is by Bar Green Ellington. The mechanical, electrical, and plumbing is Corey Hasek. And the civil engineer is Performance Engineering.
Wow.
And so we are really at the point where we're ready to move forward. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize, I work with kids, I'm not a contractor.
Right.
So I didn't realize that even this pre-construction and design before we even put up a board is going to cost us around $20,000.
Wow.
So we want to maintain stability in our organization, mm-hmm. so we can continue the great services that we currently do.
How many kids now do you?
We serve about 50 just in our drop-in center, mm-hmm. and we served 686 non-duplicate youth in 2023.
Wow. You know, people don't realize the seriousness, how many kids are on the street and have no place to go.
It's really serious. Just yesterday, we had a young lady, 19, that ended up stranded in Billings, mm-hmm. and we're trying to get her back to her mother in Great Falls. And she literally had no place to go between the time we closed and when her bus left. Mm-hmm. So she was standing on the street.
Well, the kitchen will be great because it'll teach the kids how to cook, how to do things for themselves. That'll be great. And the 27 beds, if we can get that going for a place. It's so sad that we've heard the stories from you in the past about how the kids leave at night, got dark at 5 o'clock, they send them on the street, and then here come the traffickers and the people driving by trying to give them a nice warm place to stay for the night. It's sad. So sad.
That's absolutely a reality in our city. And so this is so exciting to us. The commercial kitchen is even extra exciting because we're asking community members to cook us meals that we can then reheat, mm-hmm. in our building. And we've had just an outpouring. It's been wonderful. But now their groups can come in and cook within our building, interact with the youth. The more people we can get our youth interacting with, the better off for them.
A nice warm place to stay.
Absolutely.
At night, knowing that they're safe. They can wake up there. Plus, all the educational services and stuff that you provide up there for youth, too. That's great. Qualified people that are doing this. So we need the funds, right? We need to raise the money.
We do need to raise the money so that then we can move on to raising the money for the construction phase.
Right. If you get this first part, what will that enable you to do?
So it will allow us to finish our plans, go in before the city for a second time and get all of our permitting, mm-hmm. and then start raising money toward our build. Mm-hmm. It will also show us personally how the community supports this project.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to see that in the future. You know, Mark and I, we're kind of wrapping up our career here. We would hope that someday before we would leave, that, you know, we could actually see something. In fact, Mark and I, we had a meeting the other day. We were talking about it, and because we don't know how long our time's going to be here, so we decided to give you a check for $20,000.
Oh my God!
There it is.
You're going to make me cry.
$20,000 from the Flakesgiving Fund. And we thought, why can't we do some good here as we wrap up our career for folks? And people out there have been so generous for our funds. So we wanted to give you that. So all of this is not a worry. You can get the architectural work done, the construction permits. You can get all this started. So There's your $20,000.
Thank you. You don't even know what this means. We hope you'll come and cut the ribbon.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's name the kitchen after the breakfast flakes.
Well, I don't know. That's a woman's place, right, Mark? Mark was going to bring that up. But no, we just want to do some better things for some good folks around here, that the community's been so generous to us, and we've invested money over the years and so forth, and we thought we had a little meeting. It took us about 4.5 minutes to decide.
It was a longer meeting for us.
Yeah.
And Tumbleweed is special to both of us because it's just so easy for kids to fall through the cracks and end up needing a place like this. And so if we can help get this thing going where people can stay the night.
We've always done stuff with kids. Yes. I mean, when we started years ago, we visited schools. We used to do our school lunch visits. We visited every school in the area for 5 or 6 years. And we did the spelling bee and stuff. And kids are so important. And we figured this is a good way to jumpstart the project. So
appreciate that you are so behind our youth in our community.
Yep.
They are the future. And well, you did more than jumpstart the project. For anybody that I sent a letter out asking for money for construction and design, let's move that toward build.
There you go. That can all go towards build now because you got what you need to get the project started. So, well, you keep doing the good work down there, too. You have our support. And tell everybody down there if they need anything at any time, we're always here for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Georgia.
751.